Hi, AJ. Thank you very much for being brave enough to share your story with the Voice 123 community and the entire world.
Well, I'm brave enough to talk with you, you know, for a few minutes anyway. Until you hurt my feelings and then I'm done.
I'm not going to hurt your feelings.
So one day I get a phone call from my buddy AJ, and I figure, oh God, what does he want me to voice now? And instead you tell me that you've decided to leave radio altogether and pursue your dream of being a full-time voiceover talent. So what I want to know is, why? Well, first, why don't we back up? Why don't you tell us a little bit about your background, and then we'll get into why you're deciding to make the jump to being a full-time talent.
Sure. I got into radio when I was 14. I just turned 37 back in November, so I've been kind of doing it for a long time. I kind of fell into it, actually. I worked in a top 40 station, kind of as an intern, not really doing anything, you know, just kind of being a nuisance, I guess. And I got my first radio job while I was in high school. I did it all through high school, and I've been doing radio and voicing for television and film and narration and everything else that you can think of for the past 22 years. I recently had a friend of mine that died, and he just celebrated his 30th birthday and passed away the next day. And I thought to myself, you know, life is way too short. I need to be doing what I love to do, and that's following my dream to do, you know, network promo and more TV affiliate work, and I need to make that happen. So I just decided a couple of months ago to leave radio and pursue a full-time voiceover career from home.
One of the reasons I wanted to share your story is because, as you know, our blog is called Voice the Dream, and that's exactly what you're doing. So my question is, what do you think is going, what's your biggest fear or your biggest obstacle you think you face as you make the transition to becoming a full-time voiceover talent?
Well, you know, some people would say the biggest fear is failure, but for me, failure is not an option. So, I mean, it's going to succeed. I know that because I don't believe otherwise. You know, I mean, money obviously is an issue. Money makes the world go round, and I'm kind of putting myself out there, but you know, at this, on the same token, I've decided that I'm willing to cash in my 401k. I'm willing to cash in my savings, whatever I have to do to be able to live my dream and take that next step. The problem that I've had is I work for a cluster with five stations, and you know, I'm pretty much my hours are 8:30 till 6, and then I come home and I'm in my home studio from 7 o'clock till 2 o'clock in the morning, and it's just a big vicious cycle. It repeats itself. So, you know, I have to let go of one thing to be able to pursue another. But I mean, the biggest thing is financial, obviously. But like I said, it's time to kick it into high gear, and you know that you have to pay bills and you have to make a living. So failure is not an option.
Exactly. So what would you say is step one? Like, at what point do you say, okay, I'm doing this, there's definitely no turning back? What did you do to start everything in motion?
You know, my it's funny because I really didn't. Okay, I did think through it, but I didn't really think too hard on it because I didn't want to talk myself out of it. So my first big step was to market, to start making as many connections as I could. My first step was to create a target date, actually. And my target date was February the 1st. I convinced myself back in October, you know, I really kind of started getting things ramped up. And like I said, as soon as I lost my friend, you know, I was like, you know, it's time. And here's my date. This is the target. This is when it's happening. Regardless of whether I've got everything in place or not, this is what I'm going for. That works for me because I'm kind of a little bit scattered. And if I don't commit to a date, then I'm going to be all over the place. I wouldn't suggest that for everyone, but you know, but it's worked for me. And it's really put me in gear to start networking more, getting my name out there more. I mean, I've got a client base already. Don't get me wrong. It's not like I just decided to quit radio, you know, willy-nilly and start doing voiceovers. So, I mean, I do have a client base. So, I mean, you know, you need to have some kind of a set income, you know, to be able to take that step. You know, just don't jump out there.
You know, AJ, that's good advice for anyone in any career, in any step of life. I think you always have to have a goal. whether it's a vacation you want to take or something that you want to buy or, you know, anything or a career change. I think it's very important to have a goal. Write that goal down and have a date and say, you know, by January 1st, 2013, this is what I want and this is, I'm going to achieve it. And start working towards that right away.
You know, a big catalyst for me was I live here in Louisville, Kentucky, and Bob Bergen, who is the voice of Porky Pig and tons of animation, and Bob's a great voiceover talent and coach, and Bob came in town for a seminar, and I heard him speak, and he said, you don't want to be 85 years old and look back on your life and say, coulda, woulda, shoulda. You know, you want to go for it. What are you waiting for? Fear is the biggest obstacle in anybody's life.
Okay, shameless self-promotion warning here, but I just want to say that Bob Bergen is also a Voice 123 talent and has contributed to the Voice 123 site, and we appreciate him and love him very much.
You know, just listening to him talk about his experience, listening to his advice, I mean, just basic principles about getting a good demo and how to find an agent and that type of thing. And like I said, that really stuck with me. And I emailed Bob and told him, you know, how appreciative I was to kind of give me that kick in the rear end that I needed to, you know, it kind of all just fell into place for me, you know?
Exactly. Okay, so you mentioned marketing. Now, most voice talents, like myself, I got my major in mass comm, emphasis in radio, and I'm sure that, you know, you've studied radio, and most of our talents study acting, not necessarily getting a business degree or a marketing degree. So why don't you, now you don't have to give away your, you know, your trade secrets or anything, but maybe you could just give us an overview of what marketing strategies have worked for you.
Sure. Well, Facebook was a great place for me to start. I kind of started putting the word out there that, you know, hey, after the new year, I'm leaving radio. I'm going to be working from home full time. You know, it's going to make my schedule more flexible. My turnaround's going to become much more, you know, much quicker. So, you know, it's kind of, that was a great start just to let people know my availability. I mean, a lot of my clients, you know, they know that they send me stuff and I'm not going to be able to cut it, or voice it or produce it because I'm a producer as well. And they know that I'm not going to be able to put it together until I get home at 6 or 7 o'clock. So, you know, 24-hour turnaround for them has always been a must. Well, now, after the new year, I'm going to be able to turn that stuff around in an hour or two and get it back to them. So that's been a huge thing. And it's just about word of mouth. It's about telling people what you're available to do, you know, when you're available. Accessibility is another big thing. I'm always accessible. So for me, you know, Facebook was a great start. I spent a couple of $100 doing some Facebook ads and just kind of went from there. Yeah.
Did you get a good response from the Facebook ads?
I did. You know, some people are pro Facebook. Some people are like, whatever, you know, be careful with your cost per click and that type of thing. You know, I put a daily limit on everything. And I mean, I reached hundreds of thousands of people. They saw it. At least they saw my ad. They saw my name. Now, I did a pay per click. So, you know, obviously, if you hit 200,000 people and you only get, you know, 140 clicks, I mean, for me, that's a pretty good ratio because you're getting your name out there. It's kind of like it's kind of like radio listening. You're reaching hundreds of thousands of people potentially, but you only get certain clusters of people at any given time, you know, and I've gotten a lot of response from the Facebook stuff. So
do you get any good responses from any other social media outlets like Twitter?
Well, you know, it's so funny because I never log into my Twitter account. My Twitter is actually linked to my Facebook account.
Oh, okay, great.
And it's also linked to my LinkedIn account. LinkedIn is another great resource to use just with the people that I know in radio and television, because I work with some television stations as well. It's a great resource to be able to network with people that you may not know and introduce yourself and just kind of say hi. And like I said, it's just about getting your name out there and what you can do.
You mentioned earlier webinars and you talked about going to see the Bob Bergen Q&A session. What kinds of things do you do on a regular basis just to stay educated, stay focused, and really hone the craft of voiceovers?
Well, for me, I mean, it really depends. I mean, it's got to be something that I'm interested in or something that, you know, something that I want to pursue. I would say maybe between 2 and 3 webinars a month. You know, I've got a lot of friends that are actors. So a lot of times It's kind of like I'm kind of cheating a little bit because I get, you know, like free acting lessons just because I pick their brains a lot. And you know, we do a lot of improvisational stuff. So I don't really go to acting classes per se. But that's something that's definitely in my future because I'd like to do some animation work as well. And you definitely have to have acting background.
Thank you very much, AJ McKay of AJMcKayCreative.com. Making the transition to becoming a full-time voiceover talent.
I'm more than happy to answer anyone's questions. If they want to email me, they're more than welcome to email me. It's simple, AJ, two letters, at AJMcKayCreative.com. That's M-C-K-A-Y Creative.com. AJ at AJMcKayCreative.com. If you've got questions, I'll be more than happy to help out.
Coming up in part two of our interview, we'll talk about engineering and equipment. And we'll also talk about ISDN, and it has been nothing short of a nightmare for AJ, but he's going to tell us the mistakes he made, and he's going to tell you about the simple solution he found to his ISDN woes. So we hope you'll join us for part two of our interview with AJ McKay here on VoiceTheDream.com.